everybody does some or other religious activity. No? That's excellently, extremely good. It's always good to do some religious activity than not doing it. No? It's our duty to do some activity towards God every day. But most of the times, these activities that we do become a ritualistic activities. We don't know why we are doing it. Because my mother told me I am doing it. Father was doing the same thing. He will say my mother was doing the same thing. So for your grandmother also doing the same thing. But scripture tells you why you have to do it and how you have to do it also. Maybe how you have to do it your mother will teach you. But why one should be doing it, what is the philosophy behind it, reason behind it, the scripture will tell you. Now we will talk here about chanting the holy name. But scripture will tell you why one should chant the holy name of the Lord. What is there in the holy name of the Lord that much is emphasized so much in the scriptures and literature, and we keep on repeating again and again and emphasizing again and again and explaining again and again why that is given in scriptures. And many people now, there is some basic scriptures which came from God, like Bible, like Quran, like Bhagavad Gita, like Srimad Bhagavat or Isha Upanishad or whatever. And there are some scriptures which saintly people wrote commentaries on that. You have na Saint Peter's, you have na in your scriptures something written by Peter, something written by Francis, right? So what the saints do, something which is very difficult for you and me to understand, common men, they will elaborate it nicely. So Prabhupada ji ne bhi kya kiya, he wrote each chapter of Bhagavad Gita, one book he wrote. This chapter is book is on chapter number 3. This book is on chapter number 9. This is book on chapter number 5. So if you, instead of reading the one full chapter and you're getting confused, you read that book first and then read chapter 5. It will be very easy for you to understand. So there is something which is original scripture and some things are commentaries of saintly people. They have explained it nicely for you. And then there are further literatures who are explaining the even explanation also, making it easier and easier for you, so that you don't say ki wo samajhta hi nahi mujhe, I don't understand anything. Rather than, as time goes, more and more books come out. And then some people, what they do is, they take up one topic, for example, say humility. Then what they will do, on that basis of humility subject matter, they will take extract from Gita, extract from Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, extract from Isha Upanishad, extract from that lecture, this lecture, and they bring everything together with all references. And one book comes out on humility only. So whatever you want to read about humility, that book can be giving to everything to you. Or for example, I go to Barsana, for example. I have a desire in my mind future that all that Lord Krishna did in Barsana, it needs to be compiled from various sources and put in one book only. So if you want to study Barsana and the holy pastimes there, then one book can be picked up and studied. So some people like books like that. Very focused study is there, research is there, and then they will compile and they also will give you references. This story has come from this scripture. They'll give you Padma Puran, verse number so and chapter number so. This particular pastime is there, and then he'll give the pastime also. Then next page will be from Skanda Puran, this pastime is there, and from this Upanishad, this quote is there. Like that, they'll give. So why the saintly people do that? Because they want everybody to understand what God has to tell you. Many times God has told many things to you, but it's very difficult to understand what He wants to tell me and how does that apply to my current life. I'm a householder, I'm a wife, I'm a husband, I'm a child. So how does that teaching of God is applicable to me today? So then they explain that nicely, so that you and me, who are not saintly people as such, but we are still seekers. We want to understand, practice, and make some progress in our given situations of family, husband, wife, children, job. We are not saintly people like that, we have left everything, we have become sannyasi, or we have become nuns and we are staying in the church or a monastery. We are not like that. No? We are household people. So how a householder having all worldly responsibilities can make tangible progress in bhakti or devotion to God? They explain that nicely. So that nectar of instruction and nectar of devotion, these books are like that. The saintly personality called Rupa Goswami, he wrote that book in such a way that you and me can understand it nicely. in our day-to-day life also and follow it nicely. That is why we should read scriptures, because scriptures will give you an inspiration. And so your child will ask you, Mama, what next after offering lamb? And why are we offering lamb? So you don't have an answer. What he will say? Don't ask me. My mama told me, so I am telling you. I didn't ask my mama any question. So you also don't ask me. Just do it. Now modern generation, modern generation will not stop there. He will say, either you explain to me or I'll stop doing it. Simple. I think that is very intelligent. You should appreciate that. कि मैं गधा था, मेरा बच्चा गधा नहीं है. My child is intelligent. He is not going to just do because you are telling me to do it. No, I want to know why. And once you explain why, then you never have to do again to him. He will keep doing it because he is convinced about it. For example, I'll tell you my story. In my house, we are South Indian Brahmins. Very unique Brahmins we are. And I feel sometimes, what kind of Brahmins we are? Because our caste is by name very affluent caste. मतलब हमारा caste है ना, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rup Goswami, Sanatan Goswami are from our caste. It's not like Chintu caste somewhere, by the way, ऐसा नहीं. But somehow, as Kali Yuga advanced, our caste, everybody becomes contaminated ना. So our caste people started eating fish. While we are not supposed to eat fish, we don't even eat onion garlic also. फिर क्या हो गया कि only the Pujari is in our caste, na? Only the worshippers, they started following only this, baki everybody started eating fish. So, I used to always ask my father, ki, why we eat fish? We are Brahmins, no? So, my father gave a funny answer to me, because he didn't know exactly why, what the answer was. He said that, because fish cannot make sound, na? So we can eat fish. Matlab, fish jo hai, wo awaz nahi kar sakta hai. Isliye hum log fish khate hain. इसलिए अंडा भी खाते, अंडे से आवाज नहीं आते. तो एज अ स्मॉल चाइल्ड बट एज अ इंटेलिजेंट चाइल्ड आई नेवर हैड कन्विक्शन कि ये आई वॉज कन्विंस अबाउट इट कि बट व्हेन यू ईट फिश ऑल्सो क्राइज व्हेन फिश इज स्किल्ड फिश ऑल्सो सफर्स ना बिकॉज आई हैव सीन अ फिशर अवर हाउस इज वेरी क्लोज टू फिशर सो मेनी टाइम्स देयर आर फिशरमैन एंड दे थ्रो द फिश अवे फ्रॉम द नेट एंड द फिश इज जंपिंग लाइक दिस जंपिंग विच क्वाइट हाई यू नो समटाइम्स आवर हाइट ऑल्सो. So I said, they are suffering. So how you say it is not painful to them? No, no, neighbors are eating chicken. That is very bad. I said, how it is bad? Well, I have seen neighbor twisting the neck of the chicken and killing. I have seen that in my own eyes. And I just feel very bad about it. Kya re, sir, twist karke, 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 twist, karke. Finally, the chicken is dead. Then he will cut the neck and then he will take the feathers away. I have seen all these things in my childhood. Then also I have seen people in the backyard somewhere. They will hang the bakri and then they will strip it off the skin. Oh, maine dekha hua hai. So I said, how it is different from that? This is fish is jumping and suffering and they are also killing the bakri and chicken. So I got never convinced. So as a rebellion, just see. But I was very small, I didn't have much power. But I became SSC and I became 11th standard student. So as a rebellion, I started eating all non-veg, chicken, fish, everything I was eating. And then I was introduced to ISKCON. And I asked the same question, why we should not eat? And then they gave me all scientific explanation, why we should not eat. On the spot, I stopped everything. 4th February 1984, I stopped everything. Because it was my intellectual need to understand why. You may tell anything to me, but I want to know why. When the why was explained to me, not only chicken or mutton, everything I stopped immediately. Because I was convinced about it. And then nobody told me again to do it. I am till today also following. 30 years have passed now. So point is that why we should do scriptures? Because we need to understand why. And that why will give you solidarity also. Will give you strength to do what you are doing. At times what happens when you don't know why, then at times somebody will give something to you and you may start eating it because you don't know. Anyway, never knew why. So what? How does it make difference? Now suppose you offer me, and if I go to your house and you offer me some non-veg food, I will still say no to you because the same answer is fixed in my mind, why I don't eat. No, no, sir, my mother is extremely expert in making this chicken and she makes the best in this whole village. But still I will say no because my answer is already given to me perfectly. Again, I don't have to be told. So like that it is. That's why we who are spiritual seekers are always advised to read scriptures daily to a certain extent. Maybe half an hour, 20 minutes. That's why I asked everybody, I asked you, are you reading some scripture every day? Why? Because not the recitation. See, recitation is also there. For example, you see Devi Stotra, you say Ganpati Stotra. But have you ever asked what is the meaning of that? There are so many long stotras mummy has made you by heart. And today also you are singing. But if your child asks you, mummy, iska matlab kya hai? So you say, I am sorry child, I don't know. Because you never ask your mother. So you may recite. It's very good practice to recite. But also you should ask, what is the meaning of all these recitations? Not just reciting every day and without knowing anything. There are some people I know who know Bhagavad Gita by heart without knowing a meaning of any single verse of Bhagavad Gita. 700 shlokas they can speak one after another without any difficulty. Perfect pronunciation. But they don't know meaning of any one particular verse also. So what is the value of that? Even then, recitation is very good. But isn't it better to know the meaning of that? So ask yourself, whatever you are reciting every day, do you know what is the meaning of that? Some people chant Narayan Kavach. Have you heard of Narayan Kavach? Narayan Kavach is those verses which protect you from danger. And they are given in Bhagavatam. Narayan Kavach. When you are having difficulty, something is happening in your, something, you know, disease is coming, somebody is attacking you, or something bad is happening, always some, one after another things are happening, he died, she died, whatever happened. So we recite that Narayan Kavach. Like you said, Shiva Kavach, right? So they are all given in scriptures. And there are meanings behind it, why we chant, when we chant, how we chant. Like that. There are some processes which are to be followed when you don't get a child. Some right, nice length of rituals are there. What is to be done? And there are meanings explaining that. Why we do that? So everything is there. But kya na, hum log ka life na, is so become mechanical. We are only happy in doing what we are doing. We are doing this great thing. Itna prayer karte hain, log lamp lagate hain, bas ho gaya. But we shouldn't be happy. The job, our job here is to inspire you to go further and not just be happy in doing what we are doing. And many people are very proud of what they are doing every day. कि हाँ रे हम लोग तो रोज दीपक लगाते हैं एवरी टाइम वी डू दिस बचपन से करते हैं वेरी गुड इट्स एक्सेलेंट बट डोंट जस्ट स्टॉप देयर एंड जस्ट डोंट बी हैप्पी ओवर देयर जस्ट गो बियॉन्ड दैट एंड स्टडी दैट व्हाई वी रिसाइट दिस व्हाई ओनली दिस व्हाई नॉट दैट एंड व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ व्हाट आई रिसाइट एंड हाउ डू आई अप्लाई टू माई लाइफ व्हाट डज गॉड हैज टू टेल मी थ्रू ऑल दिस थिंग्स इफ इज अवर रियल फादर हाँ यू आर मदर एवरीबडीज मदर You tell something to your child, na? Don't do this, do this. The child says, why mama, I should do this? So you are explaining. You don't steal anybody's rubber. Don't steal any pencil of anybody. Don't bring something from anybody's house. Don't go to neighbor's house and open the fridge and start taking out things. There are some people, na? Suddenly children come and open your fridge and they take up mango, take up butter and start eating everything. Then the mother tells, you should not go to somebody's house and pick up butter from their fridge. Why mama, what is wrong? You should tell, it is not yours, it is theirs. So mama gives you explanation, which is convincing, and then you may not do it again. That means, as a mother, you have something to tell your child or not. Always as a mother or father, you have a lot of things to tell your child. Similarly the supreme ultimate father also has to tell you, has lot of things to tell you, what he wants to tell you as a child. And we have to understand that, what he has message for us. He told that message to Muhammad. He called him on the mountain and the voice spoke to him. And the voice told him, all this what I told you, go and tell everybody. That is your job. So he heard from God the message for all humanity. And then he came down and started telling everybody. And a lot of opposition was there and he suffered like anything. There were enemy party, there were friends party and then he had to go through a lot of things. They wanted to kill him, but still, as an instruction of God, he wanted to try his best to give that message to everybody. Similarly, Moses went on the mountain and God imprinted the teachings on the stone as 10 commandments. And then he came down and he gave it to Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ spread it over all the world. If they were not powerful instructions, why today they would be existing? Why today you and me are reading the same thing? So many years have passed. Like, yeah. 2000 साल हो गया अभी इसको भूल जाओ उसको क्या है अभी World has changed now. Don't read all those obsolete instructions. Do you say that? Bhagavad Gita, 5,000 years back. Why waste time now? Today the jet age, computers and mobiles are there, jet flies are going on. What is Bhagavad Gita? Oh, so they were going on chariot that time. Now we fly in the air. So we can't say that, because same things are today also applicable. And you learn so many things. So what is all these things? God has taken some pain to give you some instruction. And those are given in scriptures. And maybe you read scriptures from your religion, no problem. But read them and understand them. Don't just, this human life is so precious. Is there any other life where one can read scriptures? You have a dog in the house, can you read scriptures? You have a cat in the house, you have a parrot in the house. Can you read scriptures? No. Only you can read scriptures as human beings. And as human beings, if you don't read scriptures, then who will read it? What are they meant for? As a showcase in the bookshelf. Jasi hai tashi. Bhagavad Gita jasi hai tashi. Bhagavad Gita as it is. Bhagavad Gita yatharup. Aisa humare Bhagavad Gita bhi likha hai. Bhagavad Gita as it is. And we have kept it also as it is. We never opened it. It is as fresh. When you open the book, it smells as a new book. Very nice. But it is meant for changing our life. That's why I request you, if you are a part of Bhaktivedanta Hospital, make it a point that I learn why. I just don't want to be a mechanical follower of anything in life. Because everything that you do has a reason why. Every single thing, the way we dress up, the way we chant, the way we do things, the way we go pilgrimage, deity worship, whatever we do, everything has a reason why we do it. And that's explained to all the students. And then when you explain, they do it with conviction. Suppose you say that, she is very bad. And the child may ask, why mama she is bad? You will tell some stories about her, how she did. The child will be convinced, she is very bad. Now I know, with all the stories. Or you say, she is very nice. So, mama, why she is so nice? Some stories are there. Why she is so nice? She did this, she did that. She helped me in difficulties and she did this, she did that. Then he knows, this auntie is very nice. Again you don't tell her. Once the child understands, this auntie is very nice. And all time he will only learn that she is very nice. And even if something wrong she does, he thinks that is also right only. That much conviction comes. Then blind following comes afterwards. Whatever she does is good only because she is so good. So everything she does also is good. Isn't that true what we do in our school age? And those learnings are permanent in life. They are never temporary. So I urge all of you. Why I urge all of you? What is my gain in that? There is no gain of mine in that. I am already convinced and I am already doing it for the last 30 years. What is my request is that in this day and age, no one is generally interested in all these things. Do you find masses of people are running behind God? Yes, of course, things are increasing day by day, but generally people are interested in enjoying life and eating and drinking and merry, making merry, drugs, this, that, womanizing, gambling. There are so many things are at rampant upsurge. And very few people are talking about God. That means it is rare. And this rare thing, which is the ultimate good for you, somebody is reminding you, is the greatest fortune. Otherwise, if there is no fortune, nobody will remind you. You will be only among people who are money making, merry making and sin making. But somebody is, by some reason, because of some job or somebody's interest or some wants to teach somebody like that. Some reason is there where you are being reminded, my dear friends, please take up this seriously. Those who are 15 years followers, those who are 20 years followers, again, we need reminder or not? We need reminder. I also need reminder. When I don't wake up this morning, my wife has to remind me, Prabhu, what about 16 rounds of promise that you made to Guru? Today also is applicable, Prabhu. Not only yesterday, today also is applicable. Today also you do it. So, So it's our greatest fortune. It's our greatest fortune. We have to go. So I'll send end in 2 minutes. So it is our greatest fortune when somebody reminds you of God. And never take that as a boring or unwanted experience. Somebody reminds you of God, he is our greatest well-wisher. Because each reminder of God that you get in life is your entry towards God's kingdom, is your progress towards God's kingdom, to the spiritual world, to the ultimate welfare of ours. So take this seriously and practice it daily. And whatever you are doing, try to do more than today. Tomorrow, do it more. Yesterday, I just want to share with you before we end. Yesterday, we discussed in core group meeting what God did. It is said 6 days God worked very hard to create the whole world, and 7th day he took a break. This is given in Bible, by the way. This is given in Bible. Huh? After 6 days of hard work, he took a break on 7th day after creation. After 6 days of hard work of creation, God took a break on 7th day. No, not Good Friday. It's a creation. And then God told everybody, you also work for 6 days and take 1 day break. Okay? And then he said, I name that day as holy day. What is the holy day meant for? That you, 6 days you work for yourself, your bread and butter and family and hard work and this and that you do. And 7th day, you spend time in me. You spend time in investing about me, thinking about me, praying to me. That's why Friday, for Muslims, full day they pray. They have extra prayer day, extra rakat they read on Fridays. Christian Sunday. Huh? And so many holidays are there. The concept is what ultimately? Take time out from your routine and think about the purpose of life. Still God is so kind. He's not saying that 6 days you pray for me and 1 day you work. Did he say that? No, he didn't say that. He said 6 days you can work for yourself. The 7th day should be in prayer to me, achieving me on the path of my progress, on the progress of on my path. So, take this seriously. If you do not take this seriously, your destiny you are only choosing. You will find yourself somewhere which where you don't want to be, but you can't help it. What can you do? So maybe on behalf of the Lord, I'm trying to remind you. And it is a great privilege to speak on behalf of God. Please understand this. For me, it's a great privilege and honor, and you know, it's great joy also to speak on his behalf, because that reminds me also, no? When I speak, it reminds me also. It's an automatic reminder for me. And also helps me to do what I tell you. I can't do something else than what I can tell you, no? If I tell something to you and I do something else, you say, what kind of teaching is this? I don't want to go to his lecture again. So it doubly helps me to follow what I teach. It reminds me also. And by the way, it helps you also. So please do it. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Ram.